are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Don Megger, Don Megger. Don Megger, Don Megger.
Of the man they call the Trojan horse. Ride on the outside with inner force. Throw you off course, of course. You missed the one way. We mash like the first kickoff on the Sunday collisions. Divisions of niggas down to listen. And when we on the mission, call your mortician. Join the party. I can provide the army. First we flank them, then we spike them. I outrank them. You can call me Citizen Kane for my reign. 10 years straight, one of the 10 great. Mr. Media, look inside your encyclopedia. 2002. See, Ice Cube, fuck a 5-star. I'm a live star. What you got to die for? Who you wanna ride for? Fuck done. Fuck done. Fuck done. Fuck done. Yeah.
Done.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Napes, I don't want you to call me Mike anymore. I want to be known as The Rooster.
Like, do all your microphone adjusting before you turn it on.
My bad, are you going to dock my pay?
Hello and welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
And for 2017, I would like to do something a little different every time you introduce me. And I would like to read one of the most famous quotes about love.
Go for it.
You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep.
Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. We do have one hell of a program for you this evening. With a little bit later, we are going to draft the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League.
Did we ever announce?
Let me tell you real quick. That intro song's got me fucking jacked. There's not a better Ice Cube album than the first volume of War and Peace.
War and Peace, Volume 1, the
Death
War
Certificate
Disc?
Comes, Death Certificate comes very close, but that first War and Peace album is fucking amazing. It's hard to believe that the same guy that went on to star in, like, The Pacifier Part 2 or whatever kind of family bullshit Ice Cube did for, like, a
Triple
few years.
Triple X State of the Union?
Right? Or, like, Are We Still There or Are We There Yet? Like, a family road trip comedy. It's unbelievable.
Travis, I want to tell you about the most Napier thing I've ever seen, which is right in front of me right now.
Please tell me.
Napier comes over here dressed in a blues jersey. That's normal. We see that, right?
Well, they don't.
And the name on the back of it, doesn't ring a bell to me. I mean, I'm a St. Louis Blues fan. I watch the games. I'm familiar with their players, but past and present. And the name on the back of this jersey, I don't know the name. So I ask Napier about it. I say, hey, Napier, who's this guy on the back of your jersey? And Napier went on to explain to me who the name on the jersey is. And
can I take a guess real quick?
Napier owning this jersey, Travis, is the most Napier thing I've ever heard.
Let me just guess real quick before you actually tell this story. I'm sure I'm wrong, but is it the name of Napier's favorite sandwich artist?
Oh, like a Subway guy?
Yeah, like a Subway sandwich artist he's like gone to for all these years, and he got a jersey with his name on it because he's so good at his job.
Napier.
Yes.
What's the name on the back of your hockey jersey?
Scheffelmeyer.
Scheffelmeyer, Travis. And Napier, tell the Scheffelmeyer story.
Well, we drafted him by the Blues.
Uh-huh.
And he goes to play in the minors.
Right.
And then he gets injured like his first game. And he's out for a year with separated shoulder and all kinds of, you know, fucked up shit. So he's out. He comes back next year raring to go, and then immediately injures the other shoulder by separating it. And then his wife said, "You're done with hockey." And then they sold me the jersey for $75.
You paid $75 for a guy who doesn't play for that team?
Never did.
Never did, Travis. The guy never actually... Oh, he played, like, what? One period for the Blues and then separated his shoulder?
I don't think
Napier went and bought his jersey,
bucks.
Travis, and he wears it around. Is that the most Napier thing you've ever heard?
Yes, of course. Especially for $75. Like, I could see if he, like, jumped on eBay and spent $9.50 with free shipping on this jersey because it says
Blues. And he keeps saying $75 like he got a really good deal.
It's a deal!
It's a team-issued jersey.
It's a team-issued jersey for a guy who doesn't play for the team.
It's still a team-issued jersey.
I mean, like...
I was at a thrift shop, like, a handful of months ago, and I got a Chicago Bears Brandon Marshall, like, stitched Reebok, like, sweet-ass jersey that you... I paid, like, $11 for that. And he hasn't played for the Bears in, like, 3 years, but it was $11.
Did the Bears issued that jersey to that player?
Yes, right
so
to him.
Everyone that Napier meets... is either going to think his last name is Scheffelmeyer and he bought a jersey with his own name on it, which happens. People buy jerseys with their own name on it. Or they're going to ask him, and he's going to have to tell the really sad story about this poor prospect whose dreams were shattered by a slew of injuries.
Maybe that's why he got it, is because it's like a coffee table book. It's a conversation starter. He wants to...
Do you think Napier's a St. Louis Blues hipster, and he likes that he knows a Blues player that most people don't know?
Yeah, everybody comes up to me, they're like, hey, is your name Scheffelmeyer? No, dude, you wouldn't know the player that I have on my jersey, you fat cunt.
How do you guys not know this story about Scheffelmeyer?
Weren't you fans? Where were you? Weren't you reading the papers? You blind?
Only real fans know who Scheffelmeyer is.
Fucking slag cunt fucks.
We watched the Winter Classic today. It was on television. The St. Louis Blues participated in a outdoor hockey game. And
Where did they have that? Like, don't they usually take like a... What do they usually do? Like,
it's at Busch Stadium where the Cardinals play.
Oh, okay. So they just fill that fucker with ice and then they play hockey on it?
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And Nelly came out, of course, right? Because Nelly is like our representative.
Fuck yeah, he is.
If there's an event in St. Louis, you're damn right that we're going to bring Nelly out and we're going to bring Ozzie Smith out. Because those are the only people that we have to represent us, really.
Well, Ozzie Smith wasn't accused of doing the injections.
Did he have the same lunatics with him?
I believe it was just Nelly, but I think that they introduced him as the leader of the St. Lunatics.
Perfect.
But I feel like every city has a couple of people they can hang their hat on. I mean, Detroit has both Kid Rock, Eminem, and if you're not into that, I mean, they got Bob Seger, right? And isn't Kiss from there?
Yeah, Kiss is from there, I think.
I mean, there's a rich history of musicians from everywhere, but every... goddamn time there's anything in St. Louis, what do we get? We get fucking Nelly, and I'm tired of him. He hasn't had a hit in forever. He goes out there and plays Hotten Here again. I'm tired of Hotten Here, drunk.
Occasionally you get, like, Gretchen Wilson.
Is Gretchen Wilson from here?
I'm a redneck woman. coming out of high class.
We did have to put up with that for like 3 years. So.
Gretchen Wilson?
Yeah.
Hey, let me ask you, do you know the stats on what it costs to prepare a stadium for that Winter Classic? I would be really curious to know how much it costs to prepare something for the Winter Classic.
Whatever it is, they made their money back, guaranteed.
Yeah, they did just fine, I think.
What was it, like 40-something thousand people in the stands?
Well, that and it's open for a week, open to the public to go ice skating.
Oh, really? Well, that's kind of smart.
And they had the Alumni Classic thing, which was another game that they played beforehand.
Which was also 40,000 people.
Yeah, I don't think that would be good conditions to watch a hockey game. I think it'd be really small. You'd be really far away. If you look at it, I mean, just how much field is out there not being utilized by the hockey guys. I just don't think that there's really any good seats because everybody's kind of far away to begin with. I mean, maybe it's just sour grapes because I wasn't able to go, but I would think that just watching it on TV would be way cooler than to actually be there, especially it being cold and rainy and shitty. I don't think that I would want to go.
Nah, people paid hundreds and hundreds of dollars for tickets. Some thousands.
Yeah.
Drunk. You know Shuffelmeyer, right?
I sure don't.
Slag.
You take that jersey off, man. You're not even a real fan.
I must not be.
Don't know about Shuffelmeyer.
I don't see 29 in the rafters anywhere, so.
Drunk, don't you think? They didn't retire his jersey. They sold it to Napier. So what's going on over in your neck of the woods, Travis? You have a busy week?
No.
You got like a foot of snow or whatever? Or?
Nope.
No, that's good.
Do you remember that wrestler who used to put his ass on people? Like he wore the thong and like his finishing move was to put his ass crack in people's face?
Yokozuna?
I was about to say, was that Yokozuna?
I don't think, no, what was that guy's name? Rafiki?
Oh, Rafiki. Did he do that?
Rafiki?
Rafiki.
He used to wear like thong underwear.
He was in The Lion King.
Rafiki was, yeah, that was the monkey, right?
Yeah.
But no, what was the big guy? He was like, he had a blonde ponytail, and he used to wear thong underwear, and his finishing move was to put his big dimply butt on people's faces.
Oh, the badass Billy Gunn?
Oh, the RZA? The RZA?
No, the RZA is a member of the Wu-Tang Clan, Travis.
You talking about the badass Billy Gunn?
No, the badass Billy Gunn was a young, in-shape white fella who was part of the New Age Outlaws.
Correct.
I'm talking about Chris Benoit.
The big fat guy. Yeah, we can all name wrestlers, guys. Great.
I swear it's Yokozuna. He wore that.
Do you guys remember when Yokozuna broke Hulk Hogan's back?
Yeah, like Bane.
Yeah.
And I also remember when Lex Luger body slammed Yokozuna.
Devastating as a child when Hulk Hogan got his fucking like back broken by Yokozuna. And they played it off for weeks and weeks and weeks where Yokozuna even like visited him in the hospital and shit.
So for Christmas, somebody got me a light bulb, a special light bulb that you can connect to Bluetooth, right?
That's a sweet present.
And blue lights matter.
So like you can get an app for your phone and you can change the color of the light bulb.
Oh, I saw that. That's amazing.
But not only that, but the light bulb is also a speaker. So you can play music out of your light bulb.
What happens when the light bulb don't work no more? You just got to buy like a new one, or
you mean
what happens?
Do you think it'll still play music? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
If it don't light up no more, can it just be a speaker?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are you really going to waste a lamp just to have a speaker?
Yeah, you go buy a lamp so that you can play some jams.
Exactly.
Right.
Who doesn't want a lamp that plays music?
Well, so nobody doesn't light up.
In theory, you get this, and you say to yourself, this is kind of neat, right? What an amazing technology it is that I can play music out of my light bulb.
Yeah.
But then, like, every time you turn the light on, it talks, and it says, like, Bluetooth mode enabled. And it's like, every time you turn on the light, it talks, and then you can hook it up. It's very strange, this light bulb. But we plugged it in my bedroom, and
ooh. Did you play some D'Angelo through it?
Well, Travis, I'm getting there. I went with Drew Hill is what I went with, Travis. You know, I was told, hey, you should set the mood with that light bulb, right? And I was thinking, you know, just going through my head real quick. I was like, hey, how about some late 90s R&B jams, right? That's what you go with. Travis, you said D'Angelo. D'Angelo would have been a good pick. I went with Drew Hill.
And so also pick.
You start having some making some fuck with the Drew Hill on. You mm-hmm. get through two or three songs. And inevitably, which I did not consider, in a Drew Hill mix, what comes third or fourth is Wild Wild West. And that just kills everything, right? Because then you're laughing because you're trying to have sexy time while listening to Wild Wild West.
Odd question. How secure is that Bluetooth on that light bulb you got?
What do you mean?
You know, people can, like, connect to it and play shit out of it that maybe you don't want playing out of it at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I guess the light would have to be on, which at 1 o'clock in the morning it wouldn't, because it wouldn't have electricity otherwise.
No, it probably wouldn't, but I mean...
Do you think that's just another way for Big Brother to get in your house, so when you're having sexy times and playing Drew Hill under, like, a dimmed red light that the CIA is listening to your fuck times?
Well, I mean, they would do that with your phones, or, you know, I got a smart smoke detector now, and I get the alarm system. I'm sure they're listening on this alarm system all the time. I mean, they can listen in all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have so many things now that people can listen. I think the light bulb playing sexy jams is probably the least of my worries.
Can I say, first of all, like, I'm very envious of you, of all of you childless couples that still are able to, like, set the mood with music while you're having sex instead of trying to sneak it out before the kids wake up in the morning.
But what I was getting at, Travis, is Wild Wild West, it kills the mood, the Wild Wild West. Don't listen to the Wild Wild West. It's not a good song to listen to.
So speaking of all that, my lady got one of those Alexa things for Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
That thing's badass, dude.
Alexa, inspire me.
Yeah, pretty much. And she does.
See, and then it'll...
So you got one, too.
Alexa, stop.
So you got one of those dots, too.
Yeah. It's good times.
That is good times.
Alexa teaches you all kinds of stuff.
Fuck yeah, she does.
Alexa, turn out all the lights!
Fuck you, Travis. So you don't remember that wrestler who used to put his ass on people? He wore a thong underwear, and his finishing move is he put his butt crack on people, and then they died.
Because Sergeant Slaughter?
It wasn't Sergeant Slaughter, guys. I can't believe you don't remember this guy.
I'm going with Yokozuna because he wore the diaper.
Here, I'll look it up.
I don't know even what you'd look up. Would you look up wrestler who put his butt on people?
Butt wrestler.
Google knows everything now.
That sounds great. We're just playing with your technology. Okay, Google.
Google.
Who's the butt wrestler?
Yeah, who's the wrestler who put his butt on people? You don't remember.
Alexa, which of the wrestlers put his anus on people?
Billy Gunn. Alexa!
I have to ask.
You were close. It was Rikishi.
Rikishi, that's what I said.
You said Rafiki, fool.
That's real close.
It's pretty damn. I think it's close enough that you give me that one, right?
You didn't pronounce it right.
Travis.
Yeah.
Did you see that shitty news site that posted the thing about Steve Martin's tweet?
Oh, where he said Carrie Fisher was, you know, sexy.
You know, this is the gist of Steve Martin's tweet. It was basically, I used to think Carrie Fisher was really sexy when I just knew her as the chick from Star Wars. But then I kind of got to know her and found out that she was, like, really smart and awesome also.
Right.
That was what he said. He's like, hey, you know that gal in that gold bikini? It was, I found that attractive. But then, like, I met her and she was really cool too. Like, who would be offended by that? Who in the world would be offended by that tweet?
I would say half the population, because half the population is offended by everything.
The people who wrote that that story, that triggered story, obviously never saw her one-woman show, that Wishful Drinking, where she references herself in all different manners, including attractive and messed up, and, you know, she would have no, if she was alive, she'd have no problem with what Steve Martin said.
Right. So I listened to her most recent audiobook at work the other day, where basically the whole thing was talking about her and Harrison Ford banging on the side.
How is that? Is it worth it? I want, because I was thinking about picking that up.
It's relatively short. It's a quick read, and it's all about her and Harrison Ford fucking. That's all it is.
How she should have fucked Mark Hamill instead.
Yeah, and then like at the end, she talks about like how she feels kind of cheap when she goes to autograph signings. But I imagine you do. But you know, if somebody pays you $80 to sign your name, you'd be a fool to pass that up, I think.
Yeah, why not? A couple $1,000 on the weekend, sure.
But I'm seeing this the tweet going out linking you to this opinion piece about how Steve Martin's tweet was offensive by a publication called The Cut. I've never heard of The Cut.
But must be a subsidiary of The Daily Dot.
When you see all the things about Steve Martin and you searched, hey, what's going on with Steve Martin? The first thing that came up was The Cut. And their opinion piece about how Steve Martin's tweet was bad.
Is their opinion really fucking stupid?
It's pretty stupid. Yeah, basically, you know, oh, well, Carrie Fisher would have hated this because she didn't want to be seen as an object and blah, blah, blah. And that's not what he was saying at all. He was saying, you know, hey, you know, I thought she was really sexy, but then I met her and she was really smart and funny, too. He's saying she's really smart and funny. He enjoyed her as a person. That's what
he's saying, that she was a very well-rounded woman who not only was attractive, but also could back it up with her smarts. Right. What an asshole.
And so not only does The Cut write this article, but then if you look at the comments, it's like 5,000 people telling The Cut that they think that they're assholes. But they all click on the article. They all read it. So in the end, if you think The Cut is an asshole or you don't, it doesn't really matter because they got your clicks.
Yeah, The Cut just got exactly what they wanted.
And unless you have ad block.
Every time there's one of these things, it's like two people who say something and then 50,000 people who think what they said is stupid. And like, oh my God, the world is just going to shit. We're all a bunch of pussies. It was two people who said something about Steve Martin's tweet. The Cut wrote an article about it. And then we talk about how Steve Martin wasn't wrong for days and days and days.
That sounds suspiciously like Starbucks cups.
I don't even think that it's outrage anymore, Travis. I think it's outrage about the outrage that's fucking stupid. Because mm-hmm. all we're doing is feeding into it. All of these articles are written and they're annoying, but we're perpetuating them with our clicks.
Need to create a website. It's going to be, should you be offended by whatever? Just fill in the fucking blank. No matter what you put in the blank, just takes you to the same website. No, you shouldn't be offended. You're
nope.
a fucking idiot.
You should probably get over it.
Yep.
It's like, Travis, have you seen the videos of that redheaded comedian who
Kathy
responds to hecklers? It's like a guy with glasses, and you see his thing all the time where it's like, comedian owns heckler. And that's his whole thing. If you look at his YouTube page, he's got hundreds and hundreds of videos with thousands and thousands of views of him owning hecklers.
What is the guy's name? Because I just heard a comedian on a podcast that said he realized, like, I don't know, a year in, that if he just responded to heckler, he actually put out an entire
album. It's
like
Hofstetter or something. It's a redheaded guy with glasses. Damn, and his name starts with an H, and it's really long.
I don't know if this is the same guy, because he said that he realized he got a bunch of reaction when he just shit on hecklers, and he literally put out an entire album that was just him going back and forth with hecklers.
We should change our name to the podcast of guys who bring things up we don't know anything about. It's Hofstetter or something. It's Hoff. Well, anyway.
Hoffblaster.
Hofblaster. Yeah, this Hofblaster guy, Travis.
Didn't he play for the Blues for like 3 minutes?
Played threw out his shoulder, became a stand-up comedian. But this guy's whole existence is to make these videos where he owns hecklers. And so in a way, when he goes out to shows, the only thing people know him as is the guy that fucks with hecklers. So what are you going to get? You're going to get hecklers because people want to see you do the act they know you to do. So, I mean, like, that's what you're putting out into the world, and that's what you're getting back.
So essentially it's like an open mic for comedians where they come to the show, they have a prepared heckling act.
Yeah, come here and fuck with me so that I can own you and put you up on my YouTube channel.
And you can get tons of exposure because everybody knows me and I'll talk to the audience. Sounds great. That sounds really great.
I hate this guy now because now he reminds me of The Cut and their stupid opinion pieces, Travis, is what I'm saying. Fuck this Steve Hofstetter guy and the wrestler who puts his butt on people. I'm tired of him.
You know what you should do, Mike? Pass out flyers to everybody who attends one of his shows, whenever if he's ever local.
That just says, don't heckle him at all and see if he actually has an act.
Don't talk to him. This guy doesn't have anything prepared.
See if he actually even prepares jokes or if he's just hoping that people come in and say, hey, fuck you, Ginger.
Yeah, don't give him the opportunity. See what happens. Watch him struggle. I bet that'll be real fucking funny.
But I mean, like, in a way, he's kind of ruining things for other people because people might enjoy his videos. They might make their first trek to a comedy club to see this guy because they're fans. And then they think that behavior is acceptable, and then they do it all the time.
I'm pretty sure that does happen all the time at the little comedy clubs. So
It doesn't.
We are having a bit of issues with our internet connection. I hope that everyone is still able to hear the show. We haven't been able to get in chat. I don't know what's going on. But we're going to try to connect to our pals. We're going to try to do a whole thing. We will be back in just a couple of minutes. Well, I appreciate all of you. You know, like your faces, they bring me joy. And your voices play like music to me.
Happy Angels. 2017, guys.
You're all very handsome. And I appreciate you.
We love you.
You can be anything you want to be.
Do you have a song about that, Travis?
Did you have a dream? I know you can achieve whatever that you dream.
You are listening to StrangeLabel.com. Viva La Label.
Space is weird. There isn't sound from your surroundings, so it really puts you in tune with your own body. I can hear the beating of my heart, the tummy grumbles, reminding me of the distance between me and a McPick 2 containing my choice of a Big Mac, a Filet-O-Fish, a quarter pounder with cheese, or a 10-piece McNugget. Two for the low price of just $5. I had no Big Macs. I had no Tang. I was alone in a rocket ship aimed at the sun.
Napier, a private dick without decency, fighting crime and obesity, so you better watch out, Detective Napier, 300 pounds and irresistible. Ladies, this man is invincible, and the world needs him now. Detective Napier, crime stories.
Floating up here in this metal tube, I realize how much I miss my home and my Taco Bell $5 cravings meal, where you get a burrito supreme, cheesy gordita crunch, crunchy taco, chips with nachos and cheese, and a medium diet soda. I miss KFC and their $5 fill-up, two pieces of fried chicken, mashed potatoes, biscuit, medium diet drink, and a chocolate chip cookie. I miss my Hardee's big box lunch with two double cheeseburgers, small fry, an apple turnover, and a 20-ounce diet soda. I miss my Wendy's 4 for $4. I can either get a junior bacon cheeseburger or a crispy chicken BLT, then add on 4-piece nuggets, fries, and a diet soda. Or the Rally's 4 for $3, spicy chicken, crispy fish, or a Checkers or Rally's burger, plus a small diet soda, fry, and an apple pie. I miss my Burger King giving me a bacon cheeseburger, crispy chicken nuggets, small fry, and a small diet soda, and a chocolate chip cookie for $4. I miss my Arby's 2 for $5 loaded curly fries, roast beef classic, tender crispy fish filet, and beef and cheddar classic. I miss my Sonic Boombox for $5, including the choice of a premium 6-inch hot dog, a junior deluxe cheeseburger, crispy medium tots or fries, and a refreshing medium diet soda. I miss my Jack in a Box Munchies meal with two tacos, halvesy fry, which includes half regular French fries and half-seasoned curly fries, which is what you get every time you get any fry, no matter what you tell them, a 20-ounce diet soda, and one of 4 entree burgers, the stacked grilled cheeseburger, the brunch burger, exploding cheesy chicken sandwich, loaded chicken nuggets, or the jalapeno burger. I miss all of my deals back home. And now I'm on the spaceship ride into the sun, where there are no $5 fill-ups, munchie meals, real deal boxes, boom boxes, loaded curly fries, bacon cheeseburgers, or 4 for $4s. There's nothing but me in the sun and the emptiness inside. Wait, what the fuck was that?
Will Detective Napier find a way back to the drive-thru, or will he be sucked into the vacuum of space? Find out next time on Detective Napier, Crime Stories.
Are you the kind of girl that goes looking for trouble?
You think you can say that kind of thing because you're black?
Oh, you do see color.
This isn't a joke.
No, honey, it's not. But you know what is funny?
WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. We'll be right back.
least wait till I've had my coffee? Is it at least wait till I've had my coffee before you break up with me?
I think Star Wars broke one.
Star Wars Force Awakens.
I guess you could take Star Wars, but you would only get credit for like the next 2 weeks.
You'd probably still do just fine.
I haven't seen it yet, so.
Did you at least have the decency to let me have my coffee before
we lost listeners?
Guys! We're back. Yeah, we lost listeners, I think, because they all hung up the listening so that they could call in.
Fair enough.
Guys, we're back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Don't call right now, though, because we're busy. We are going to do the Hollywood Fantasy Draft for the period of January through April. The returning contestants, us, of course, the Lotus Cast. Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Matt from the Passersby podcast.
Hi.
What's up?
And the new challenger for this round of the Rocktown podcast, Mr. Brian Kranz. Hello, Brian.
Hello from Oakland, California.
Brian, I listened to your thing today, the thing about the warehouse deal.
Yeah, the Happy Subjects?
Yeah, it was a fucking bummer, but it was really good. I wanted to tell you that I thought that it was really well put together, but yeah, bummer. Bummer, man. Bummer.
Yeah, big bummer. But yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So, guys, if you want to be really bummed out, listen to Brian talk about that that big fire about a month ago for like a half hour.
It's only 15 minutes.
No, like it's really well put together. I think that if you're a podcast person, you will probably listen to it and say, wow, this was put together really well. This is very professionally done. And you'll even forget, maybe, that it's about a bunch of people that died.
They're not like audio recordings of people burning to death, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
So the rules of the Hollywood Fantasy League are pretty straightforward. We will draft four rounds. It will go in a snake draft, so the person who selects first will pick last in the second round, then first in the third round. So the person who picks last in the first round picks first in the second round. I'm getting ahead of myself here, though. The scores are tabulated by a combination of Metacritic score and the box office for the first 2 weekends of a film's release. So movies typically come out on a Friday. It would be the Friday through whatever, up through Sunday of the following week.
Excellent.
That makes sense, right? The last round, the Lotus Cast won, which was a surprise. After the draft, I thought the Lotus Cast was done. I thought they had Snowden.
Yeah.
I thought, no fucking way, Snowden. And Snowden didn't make any money. So I was right about that. You know what we should have took is that Mark Wahlberg oil movie.
Oh, the
Actually
Deep Horizon
did
movie.
Pretty all right.
The one that we all shit on?
Yeah. I watched the movie. It was fucking terrible.
Well, to be fair, we all shit on Storks, too.
The Storks did okay, too. So
it wasn't
none of
list.
Us know what the fuck we're talking about, is what I'm saying.
No.
But the order will be selected by Drunk this time because I have better faith in him to not pick us last. If you're a frequent listener of the show, you know that Napier has like this cloud of fuck surrounding him that prevents him from ever picking us anything but last. And so I'm hoping that Drunk's luck, I mean, Drunk has made it this far. Drunk has to have pretty good luck, right? We're going to select the draft order now out of a hat. Has a very fashionable stocking cap.
Yeah, like either way, Napier has the cheese touch, so we don't want anything to do with that.
Drunk, the first overall pick goes to the Lotus Cast. Great. You're off to a good start, Drunk.
That's a good start.
Good job.
Really doing this right.
Napier, hold the hat.
Yeah, Napier, hold the hat. Okay, so the Lotus Cast will pick first. The second pick will go to the Rocktown podcast.
This is a bit, right? Is this a bit every time we do? I can't see what's happening.
Travis, I wish this was a fucking bit. Drunk.
Drunk. This is what. This is.
It's because I'm touching the hat.
The Passersby podcast has the third pick. Why is this? This is a bad bit.
It's just unbelievable. That's unfucking believable.
That's because amazing. I was touching.
Travis, we need to go back in the history of this thing that we do. We need to see how many times we got the last pick. I think it's every time.
You guys should just let, next time, just let me pick from over here.
Travis, we have never had the first pick ever. Not one time have we had the first pick.
God.
I think back in the day we've had it once.
I said multiple times.
It's been like 3 years.
I said multiple times, guys, that I really think we need to get a pick in the top three because the first round, I think, has three really good first picks, and then it's kind of a drop-off. It's a bit of a drop-off.
Yeah, it tapers off from the first three.
So what we got to hope now is that somebody screws up, Travis.
Fingers crossed. I don't have a lot of faith.
Matt, is it going to be you that screws up? Do you think that you're gonna screw up here?
Which Matt?
Well, you got the first overall pick.
Lotus Matt. We'll call you Lotus Matt.
Yeah. Honestly, this is a lot of pressure because I've been talking with my group about how we should draft, and there's been a disagreement on what should go first.
I don't think there was any disagreement in our camp on what should go first.
Really? Yeah. Really?
There was disagreement about what should go fourth or fifth. Right. I think the first three were pretty. We have a pretty good consensus on.
I mean, we all agreed on the first round picks, but we were saying like if we had the first.
Well, what do you think the first round picks are?
I don't want to say that.
Yeah, spoil it for everybody else. Everybody a little advantage.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's on the same page, but I
doubt we are. We usually
what page
aren't.
Is that?
All right. Matt, the first overall pick goes to you. What are you going to take?
All right. So I'm going God. I have a pick that I want to go with, but I'm going to go with Joe.
Oh. Is he there? Is Joe there?
No.
Just do your own pick then.
No, I'm going to I think Joe's right and
Is that so you can blame Joe when it doesn't work?
So you can blame Joe.
It's always better if we can just blame Joe. So first overall pick, I'm going Beauty and the Beast.
Wow.
Shit.
Tale as old as time.
Matt, I will tell you that was not our first overall pick.
It was in the top.
It was in the top four.
Yeah.
But it was not the first overall pick. So, Brian, I mean, this is your first pick in a Hollywood fantasy draft. You know, the people who are the first timers, has a first timer ever, like, won?
Gotten close, second.
Yo.
I'm just glad to play. You're just glad to play? That's a good attitude there.
Yeah, it's nice, a great to nice to be nominated. Nice to be nominated. Nice
yeah, I nominated. Love to play this game. This game is awesome.
Very excited.
You are familiar with the game.
Oh, I've been listening for years.
Years?
Years.
Three, at least.
2014.
Travis, have you been on the show that long?
Yeah, 2014.
My God.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, next week, guys, is our 7-year anniversary as a show. I mean, we should celebrate, right?
What is our
By
plan?
Doing a show.
Hell yeah.
We'll do a show next week.
Is there going to be cake?
It'll be our anniversary show. We should have cake. Napier doesn't eat sweets, though. Maybe we have to have a meat cake.
He's such
a shepherd's pie.
How about lasagna?
Okay, a celebratory lasagna?
Yes.
Brian.
It's going to take forever.
can I make a pick now?
Yeah. Brian, this is your first overall pick. Beauty and the Beast is off the board. Was that going to be your first pick?
No.
I didn't think it would be.
No.
What do you think the first pick should have been?
I'm going to go with John Wick 2.
John Wick
2? First rounder. That's ballsy.
Oh, the marketing has been out there. The video of him training for the video has been popular over and over on the internet.
Looks great.
I know. I think it's got a strong contention right
now. You know, me and Travis had a disagreement about John Wick 2 earlier.
Didn't you have it in the third round?
I had John Wick 2 down a bit, yeah, because Travis wanted me to move it up. Because the first John Wick didn't make that much money.
It did pretty well. It did way beyond expectations for a movie that didn't cost a lot to make.
But yep. a lot of people nowhere. Loved it. It's been out on HBO and shit for a while. They're making a sequel. So certainly more people will probably go to the sequel than went to the first one, just because there's been buzz about, you know.
You killed my dog again. I'd say I'm back.
Well, he has a dog this time, so he has the dog, you know, in the movie. That's people. I love dogs.
It's going to be awesome when he throws that fucking dog at people when he's shooting them.
Yep.
So we go over to Matt from the Passersby podcast. Matt.
Speaking of dogs.
Speaking of...
oh, God, I hope he takes what I... You said,
Matt, yeah. Matt, what are you going to take, buddy?
Oh, come on.
Do Matt, it. Are you going to take Rock Dog?
No, take the other take the other dog one. Let's go.
Everybody I hear is like, oh, this is going to be such a good movie. I think...
First round, Logan, do it.
Matt, take Rock Dog.
I'm going to go Dog's Purpose first round.
Oh, yeah!
You got a Dog's Purpose?
That's amazing that you just took that in the first round. So
what? I don't even understand what just happened.
Matt just took a Dog's Purpose in the first round, Matt. That's what happened.
Can I say something about a Dog's Purpose real quick?
Is there a whole bunch of reincarnated dogs, or does the same dog get passed around, Travis?
It's just going to be people crying in the theater.
It's going to be like Marley and Me, only there's a whole bunch of dead dogs instead of just one.
I just took the kids to see Sing this weekend, which was really good, but like there was three.
Yeah, so did I.
And a Dog's Purpose came on, and it was this dog playing with this kid, and then this dog being reincarnated to all these other people, and this dog being reincarnated... native to the original kid when he was like Dennis Quaid age, and I was in fucking tears. I bent over to the daughter who like seemed like she was totally into it, and I said, I can never watch that movie.
I just see all those dead dogs and I think, oh my God, Travis would jizz in his pants if he watched this movie. There's one thing Travis loves, it's dead dogs.
That's very true.
Unbelievable.
Love a good dead
guys dog. I'm excited to announce that we have won the next round of the Hollywood Fantasy League, because my first selection and my second selection are still on the board. The movies that I thought would certainly do better than any other movies,
Mike,
are still available.
Before you pick, I don't think you guys have ever been set up so good in the last picks.
Matt.
Ever.
We can just go ahead and draft the next round. I mean, like... Okay,
this
so
insane.
We're taking Lego Batman, which was the movie I thought for sure would make more money than any other movie.
Yeah,
and we're taking Fast and the Furious 8, of course.
Of course,
we're taking Fast and the Furious 8.
Right.
I don't even need to talk to anybody, guys. That's what we're taking.
It's the fate of the Furious.
So Lego Batman.
See, and that's actually where we disagreed, because Mike had Fate of the Furious number 2. I wanted Beauty and the Beast number 2. But now that it's gone, it all worked out.
Guys, sure. I will put a challenge up to you based on these picks that if any of you do less than double or more than double or more than
wait
half. More than half.
Don't get cocky. Let's see how it fucking goes.
We haven't won in a while.
Feel good to win, though, Travis.
Yeah, the first thing, the regular game. We don't have to put any side bets in on it, right away.
Travis, they're gonna bump fucking Lego Batman to the summer.
That would be amazing.
Okay, so we're back to the Passersby podcast. Now he's gonna take Rock Dog, right?
Oh, God, I hope he only picks...
From the Passersby podcast, please take Rock Dog. See, it's a dog, and he wears beanie caps and plays with a rock guitar. It's Rock Dog.
Oh, man. That's... You know, everybody's talking about Power Rangers, and everybody's talking about Logan.
Everybody's talking about the Power Rangers.
And everybody's talking about Logan, too.
Logan is rated R, but it looks like it has a bit of a dark tone, but they never get the X-Men movies right.
People are going to jizz in their pants because it is the first appearance in a motion picture of X-23.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
And Ghost in the Shell is already offensive, right? Napier is offensive.
Oh, yeah. People were so angry.
Because she's not Asian.
It's a robot. It can be whatever you want it to be because it's a fucking robot.
There you go,
robot.
Matt. Good job.
You set it off.
Matt Damon is also not Asian.
No, he's not.
No.
But well, he's a better actor than most of them.
The big white hope comes in and saves all the little Asian guys who can't fight off.
I think I'm going to take Logan, round two.
Logan is Matt's pick.
Logan.
I'm going to squeak it out by 1 point again.
So that first round, were you worried that everybody was jumping to get that Dog's Purpose movie? You thought for sure that somebody was going to snatch that up before you could get your hands on it.
Oh no, I've got a feeling about that one. I do like
watch everybody shit their pants when a Dog's Purpose makes $250 million with a 98% Metacritic.
that Dog's Purpose. The dog gets reincarnated a bunch of other dogs. Does the dog have a voice like a Look Who's Talking thing? Does the dog say, oh boy.
He just sounds like a dude.
Please tell me Michael Vick makes a cameo in this movie.
So we're back to Brian Kranz of the Rocktown podcast. Brian?
Yes.
Logan is off the table. Rock Dog still available.
See, I feel bad. I actually have a Wolverine tattoo, so I can't go with Logan. But although it's not my generation, I'm going to try to make some money with the Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Their suits look pretty good. Their suits look pretty good. And the generation that grew up of them have enough disposable income that they'll go take themselves or their kids.
That's like right under.
So they're taking the Power Rangers serious. Like they're going to try to do like a gritty reboot of the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
It can't be as serious as that one that video that came out last year with James Vanderbeek, though, right? Where the Power Rangers were like blowing each other's heads off and shit.
No, I don't think they're going there.
Yeah, no. That got fucking dark.
Got to think franchise here.
So, Matt, from what I'm looking at, there's still plenty of good flicks up there on the board.
Yeah. So he took
there's some
Logan.
Bad flicks too.
He took Power Rangers.
Yeah, he took Power Rangers, but Logan was off the table.
Logan's gone too.
Yeah.
Right. Was your first round pick gone now? You said you were wrestling with Joe's pick and your pick.
Oh, yeah. I wanted, my initial thought going into this was Lego Batman for sure.
Of course. You have children and you know.
Yeah, that movie's going to make $1 billion.
It's going to make a lot of money. I just, you know, the Metacritic, man. I think we'll see how it does. I struggled with it. Back and forth.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Zack Snyder isn't writing Lego Batman.
No. I think it'll do very well. I mean, I honestly could have made a mistake. I probably did.
But Beauty and the Beast is a solid pick.
No, that was up there for me.
I think Beauty and the Beast is going to do some...
It's going to do Jungle Book numbers, for sure.
I think it's going to be probably one of the best live-action Disney films to date.
Just wait for Lion King, baby.
Yeah. okay. Well, now here
the
we
Lego
are.
Movie had an 83% Metacritic, by the way.
It did. It did.
That was Lord Miller, though. They jumped off this, and they might be executive producers on Lego Batman, but they're not involved.
So, Matt, you actually have the next two picks, so you can.
I do. And I'm kind of in a weird spot now because
you're on LSD.
Yeah, not tripping balls, man. Fuck.
A Dog's Purpose Part 2.
Rock Dog still on the board.
Rock Dog is still on the board.
And you know, I'm shitting on Rock Dog. I'm making fun of Rock Dog. But a lot of people are going to go see Rock Dog. Not me, but people.
Isn't there a Resident Evil movie available?
Yeah, those are bad movies, Travis.
No, fuck you. I'll enjoy every one of them.
They're bad movies.
All right,
they are
so,
big movies. Fun.
I'm gonna call out the next two. We're gonna go. We're gonna go with The Lost City of Z.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Charlie Hunnam.
And we're going to go Triple X, Return of Xander Cage.
Really?
Man.
Yep.
Xander Cage is up there on Mike's list, too.
I had Triple X pretty high. I have movies higher than Triple X.
I wanted to drop that so far down the list.
I think Triple X is going to do... it's not going to do very well with the critics, but it's going to make decent enough money that we'll have...
The first one was very successful. The sequel with Ice Cube was not.
Yeah. And I mean, hey, what's his name? Always comes back. You know, he rebooted the Fast and Furious,
right?
By coming back, so
yeah, 20 years ago.
See, but he does some tricks on some roller skates. He does some skiing on grass. He does all kinds of extreme stuff. It's like that Point Break remake. You know, he's got to get the bad guys.
Oh, yeah, that noteworthy Point Break remake that everybody loved.
He's got to stop the bad guys by doing extreme stuff. He's going to do some skydiving, Travis. That's how you stop the bad guys. You get some skydiving.
Point Break remake.
That's what the guy said. He said, you know, I noticed that these bank robbers, they do extreme sports. And that's what I do. I do extreme sports. So you send me in undercover to some extreme sports stuff, and I'm going to flesh them out.
Hey, people in my agency, have you ever seen the Point Break remake? I'm going to do that. That's a good one with Johnny Utah played by Keanu Reeves.
Vin, it's time to bring back Triple X. Point Break has made it hot again. Brian, I'm sorry. We went off on a little bit of a jag there.
Oh, my goodness.
Brian?
Yeah, what's up? How are you guys?
Did you see the Point Break remake, Brian?
No, I'm an adult.
It was awful, Brian. It was an awful movie.
Who wants to see the point? You said going off on a jag there. There was that show on CBS. It was like the courtroom naval drama. That's where that Point Break remake belonged. It was on CBS for fucking old people, starring like Chris.
Travis, tell me what you really feel.
I'll tell you what, that Point Break movie. Like, I think I was reaching for my phone to check Twitter, like, before the opening credits were done. Like, I am fucking out.
Well, is there anything you're going to clean while this is on? My toilet needs cleaning.
They got some dishes to do. This Point Break remake. Brian, okay. You have the next pick. Are you excited about it?
Yeah, I am.
There's a couple of good ones left up there.
No, I'm really looking forward to taking dead last in this this whole thing.
You got Power Rangers, man.
Yeah.
High risk, high reward, I think, on Power Rangers.
Yeah, I'm gonna go the opposite route on that one, and I'm gonna take Founder.
The Michael Keaton
McDonald's movie.
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah, see, you're going with your heart on that one, I think, Brian, because I want to see that movie. That's a movie I want to see.
Yeah.
I think McDonald's is popular enough, and Michael Keaton has been kind of killing it lately, so there's going to be enough people that can be convinced to go see that movie.
I was actually kind of hoping that it would not get picked, and that would be my last pick. So
sorry.
You Good get job, that Brian. One at the very end as like a gamble?
I love McDonald's. I love it.
So you want to see that movie succeed just because you like that Golden Arches up there?
Love them.
Hoping to see maybe some more McDonald's movies?
I would watch every McDonald's
movie. I'll tell you what, that one with Morgan Spurlock where he told you if you eat a bunch of McDonald's, then you'll die?
Just made me want to eat more McDonald's.
Yeah, me and Laura got in the car and went and got McDonald's as soon as that movie was over. We were like, God damn it, they keep flashing this McDonald's up on the screen. It looks so fucking good.
Could you see
fries McDonald's while watching that movie.
No, if you haven't seen it lately, the funniest thing is we watched it in school not too long ago, and all of a sudden, you know, they're like, oh, there's Jared from Subway, and at the end he's like, oh, he's trying to make kids healthier by making them thinner. That didn't hold up to time very well.
Takes up a little bit of new context.
yeah, it's like Bill Cosby doing stuff. You know, it's like, hey, that didn't hold up.
They don't rerun many Cosby shows anymore. It seemed like that was on cable quite a bit.
Ghost Dad?
I think they're a bit tired.
I've been waiting for them to put out Leonard Part 7.
Yep. All right, pick three.
All right, Matt from the Passersby podcast, you have the next selection.
I don't have an animated movie yet.
Rock Dog!
Oh, no.
Wow, Rock Dog!
I think Rock Dog is going to be Stork.
Yeah, I think Rock Dog is Storks. I mean, I don't think anybody should sleep on Rock Dog.
Yeah, I see Rock Dog as not doing terribly. I think that, like, parents just want to take their kids to something to watch and shut the fuck up for a while. No, I don't think it really matters what it is. The fucking Boss Baby. That movie looks fucking stupid. But parents will take their kids to it. Fucking Boss Baby.
I don't know how the, you know, there's a sequel up here that I'm looking at.
Take it.
Bunch of, yeah, you know.
There's a sequel?
It's like,
I don't have any sequel. Oh, I do have one sequel on my list.
There's a couple. There's two.
I see two sequels on my list, but neither one of them are animated. I don't know what Matt's talking about.
No. He's trying to work it out. We're in his mind right now.
Oh, get out.
Oh, I'm out.
I'm a Boss Baby. I'm gonna gamble on Boss Baby.
You're gonna go with Boss Baby. Away.
That's so awesome that you're doing that after Mike just shit on it.
I'm going to gamble on it.
Boss Baby will probably do pretty well, I bet you. It's a baby that talks like a half gangster or some shit. Kids will be totally into that, and they'll be like, take me to Boss Baby, Mom.
It's
take
Alec
me to Boss
Baldwin.
Baby.
It talks so, like yeah, so Alec do we get Baldwin, three picks or four
picks? We get the next two picks, so and I have like two highlighted
there. Real estate gangsta, from Glengarry.
Those are solid picks.
Yeah.
I vote instead of the second one, we go with Ghost in the Shell.
So is there anybody popular in that?
She's not even Asian, Napier.
It's the guy from Sons of
Anarchy. Oh, then it'll actually make money.
I'd be into
Ghost or White.
What about the fifth movie?
I'd be into Ghost in the Shell, like Napier is.
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I'm telling you, those top two picks are solid picks.
I like
take
the first
the
one.
Show.
I think it would be really stupid for us to have those four movies.
Why? Do we need more points?
Didn't the second one, the first movie, kind of shit the bed?
A little bit.
Drunk.
Don't take Ghost in the Shell.
Drunk.
I take the first one and Ghost.
Guys, we got to take both of those movies.
Why?
I don't think we should take the second one.
I don't want it. I want Ghost in the Shell.
You don't even know what we're talking about, Travis. You're not here.
It's not Ghost in the Shell. I know what you're talking about.
You get the first one, and then
take the Giant Ape movie and Ghost in the Shell.
What about the Giant Ape movie and the movie that all the broads are going to want to go see?
They're not going to go to that. They didn't like the first one.
Travis, the first one made a gajillion dollars, but had a bad Metacritic score. That was the only bad thing about it. Don't you think they're going to make up for it? Laura told me that's the good one is the second one.
Is that where they slap
Zane
fuck?
Zane sings a song!
That's like when Twilight took off was in this. Well, actually, that's true, was the second
one. Travis.
Okay, take it. Whatever.
Oh,
guys.
All right.
Guys.
I don't think we'd be hurting if we took Ghost in the Shell.
I don't give a fuck about Ghost in the Shell, Napier.
You should.
I don't give
good.
A fuck about the Ghost in the Shell.
A lot of people do.
I will say this. If you take those top two movies, I'm officially not seeing any of our movies.
You're playing with your heart. Playing with your heart.
So you guys want me to take King Kong, obviously, right?
Yeah. And Rock Dog.
Okay, so we got King Kong. That's the one that we can all agree on.
Yeah.
The second one, do I get my way or you guys want Ghost in the Shell?
Well, it's always you get your way.
I don't think either way is going to make that big of a difference. But
if we're not going to do those, let's just take that Jamie Foxx sleeper movie.
The one, I think his daughter gets kidnapped.
And he says, if anything happens to my son, I'm going to kill all y'all.
Well, I mean, something already happened. He got kidnapped. And that's pretty traumatic. That's a bad day.
Well, you know how Taken knockoffs are working for nobody, not even Liam Neeson, it's working for him, so.
Taken on a plane? Did you see that?
Yeah. That actually was very good.
The guy we talked to last week was somebody's assistant on the Taken on a Plane movie. I meant to bring that up. I'd be like, hey, man, did you work on that Taken on a Plane movie? Didn't get to it. Didn't have enough time.
That sucks. I would have liked to have talked about that. Taken God damn it. We'll have to call him back.
All right, Mike. Make it big.
Just okay. Take the booty movie.
Okay, we're taking 50 Shades Darker for the last pick.
So that's the Tyler Perry version of 50 Shades of Grey.
So, I mean, just to recap, guys, we have the first two picks that I had overall, and we have the movie that I had fourth and the movie I had fifth as our four movies.
Yeah, you've had an amazing draft for your position.
Yeah, we drafted last.
Mike, do you really think Slap Fuck the movie is going to be that good?
I don't think it's going to be good at all. I don't think it's going to be good at all. But Napier, we just got it in the fourth round.
So what happened?
And it's going to make like a lot of money because it comes out on fucking Valentine's
Day. It's going to make like Pitch Perfect 2 money.
It comes out on fucking Valentine's Day. You know what people do on Valentine's Day? They go see movies and then they go home and fuck.
To lights that are controlled by Bluetooth.
So what happens?
Playing Drew Hill.
So what happens after you talk all this shit and these movies lay four turds?
Oh, would that be great?
All four of these are going to lay turds, you think?
It's possible.
Mike, you and I really like doing on Valentine's Day. Eating a whole shit ton of nachos at the movie theater and then fucking my wife while I burp nachos at her. That sounds great.
Okay, Matt's up.
So we're back up to Matt from the Passersby podcast. Matt, it is your last pick. You have A Dog's Purpose, Logan, and Boss Baby.
Boss Dog Baby, here it comes. Round it out.
You guys laugh.
Boss Baby. You see, it's a boss that wears suits.
Round it out.
When you change his diapers, you got to take off his little tie.
Where's my TPM reports? I got a BM.
Like a little special ed kid. Yeah, he's good at math, but he wears his pants.
He wears that little belt thing that he attaches to keep his socks from going down.
Watch Boss Baby get like 172 points.
Boss Baby.
Do I take Ghost in the Shell?
Well...
I would have.
Or do I take Fist Fight?
I had Fist Fight as being what I would take in the fourth round if you guys didn't leave me such good stuff ahead of that. I think that Fist Fight looks like it could be a big success. It has a lot of elements going for it.
That could be the Horrible Bosses of 2017.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had the new Horrible Bosses, Travis.
True. I agree.
I would recommend Ghost in the Shell just because people are going to talk about it. They're going to want to go see it. Like, what is?
I mean, they already are talking about it.
I haven't heard one goddamn thing about Ghost in the Shell except from you.
That's because you ain't on the internet.
I am on the internet.
Yeah, but internet people don't go and watch movies.
Oh, yeah, no, they download them.
True.
Yeah, they steal them. Like half the people on this fucking call right now.
Matt, I will point out to you. You may not know. But Rock Dog is still available. You see, Matt, it's a dog that plays a guitar.
Yeah, but I heard Dog's Purpose. And
is that like that rooster?
Did that animal American Idol movie make money? Did that do good?
What's that?
The one that the animals all go to American Idol.
Oh, yeah, Singer's doing really well.
Is it doing really well? Well, it's like that, only it's the rock and roll one, Matt. So you look at the success of that, and then you say, oh, God, there's Rock Dog.
Yeah, except they've been promoting Sing.
Sing was pretty good. I enjoyed Sing.
I agree. It was really good.
I just can't imagine giving a shit which animal wins the American Idol competition.
They don't. It stops being a competition and just becomes a performance. Spoiler alert.
Does it have a message like that Zootopia? Zootopia had a real thick message in it. It was a message movie.
Not as much.
The black girl's an elephant.
The white girl's a porcupine.
So, Matt. Make a pick here, buddy.
I'm going to do fist fight.
Fist fight
with the last pick for Matt. Not a bad pick.
I'm just
pick.
Staying.
With Ice Cube.
Ice Cube the Great. Don Mega.
Watch my fourth round pick do better than my first round pick.
Brian, it's back to you with the last pick in your draft.
Giving up the nappy dugout.
Brian, I will point out that Rock Dog is still available. I can't imagine Rock Dog going unselected. That just seems a big mistake.
Is dog spelled D-A-W-G?
No, I believe it's just straight up dog, Travis. D-O-G. Oh. Rock Dog.
Nope, won't make a cent.
All right, I'm going to go with the other dog.
The other dog?
A Dog's Purpose.
That's gone.
That's gone, Brian.
Oh, yeah, I missed it. I'm sorry.
It was taken in the first round pick.
Was that really? I thought everyone was joking.
Okay.
No, Brian. The Dog's Purpose is gone. That was taken.
That's
in the
fine. I'm gonna go with the ever. Somebody else probably picked this one too. I was gonna go with Ghost in the Shell. Is that taken?
Ghost in the Shell is available.
Ghost in the Shell is yours.
All right.
Scarlett Johansson.
Well, you know what? Ghosts are white, and Scarlett Johansson has boobs.
That's a winning combination.
Scarlett Johansson was the biggest box office draw of 2016.
Yeah, she was.
Was in
Sing.
The Avengers and one other movie.
Sing.
Yeah. Everybody else was only in one movie. She was in two. The second and third place were a tie between Robert De Niro and Chris Evans.
And was Lucy in 2015?
No. I think she was in that Coen Brothers movie that made $20. So that's what put her on top.
Oh, Hail Caesar.
Yeah. Matt, from the Lotus Cast, you have the last selection in this round of the Hollywood Fantasy Draft.
Just Smurf. So you know.
Smurf 3. Smurf.
You're taking the Smurfs?
Smurfs. Smurf
Smart.
3.
That'll make money.
Smurfs. Smurfs.
Is
money.
Money
pack.
Smurfs.
Yep. Take it.
Is the Heineken guy in that one?
Smurf.
No. It's completely animated this time. No real life.
Oh, they got rid of the people?
Yeah, they're keeping it in Smurfville this time.
Is Hank Azaria going to be the bad guy still?
Nope. They're keeping in Smurfville.
Is Katy Perry the voice of the girl Smurf?
Probably.
Do you think they run the train on her?
Yeah.
Shows her tits.
Is Papa Smurf still wearing red when everybody else wears white?
Yeah, to show his dominance.
That says I'm the main Smurf guy?
Hey, Smurfette is Demi Lovato this time.
No, Katie, that'll be they fine. Couldn't get Katy Perry back?
You can give your pick back if you'd like to, Matt. It's Demi Lovato this time. Oh, and Gargamel is Rainn Wilson.
So the movies that were not selected that I have on my list here is King Arthur, the Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy guy is going to play King Arthur.
He's got two movies out in the first quarter of 2017.
The Great Wall, which is the movie where Matt Damon saves all the Asians.
Good on him.
From monsters.
That's nice of him.
The Circle, which I watched the preview for the Circle, and I think Tom Hanks is a bad guy. Is Tom Hanks a bad guy? Tom Hanks doesn't play bad guys, does he?
He was kind of a bad guy on Road to Perdition.
I'm actually kind of interested, because if Tom Hanks is a bad guy, I want to see what that looks like. I'm excited. And it has the one gal in it.
Oh, yeah, my favorite.
That does the things. Mm-hmm. And
I love her.
Rock Dog. Rock Dog went undrafted, guys. I mean, time will tell on that Rock Dog.
So do we no longer do worst movie picks?
What, the movie that'll do the worst?
Yeah.
What do you pick?
Oh, I don't know.
The last time we did that.
I don't know. I haven't been to the last two drafts. You guys do it when I'm on sabbatical. I'm sorry.
I choose Ben-Hur.
Matt just barely snuck in to this draft. Matt, the last round was really exciting. I think it was like 167 to 168 to 169, the bottom.
Yeah, that was awesome.
69. Like,
I was so happy to be a part of her, even though I won.
So if we finish last, do we have to relegate ourselves?
No, if we finish last, then just nobody dies, and we feel shame.
I got you.
And then we just pick somebody to boot.
We just pick somebody, the person we like the least.
The first place person, gone. We don't need you no more.
Person who picked Dog's Purpose just gets booted out.
Drunk, I mean, it's never come to that, and I certainly don't think it's going to start this round.
I mean,
no way, baby. This is a good one.
No, you guys are in great shape.
This is lined up to be a great
you're welcome
record.
For picking that draft position for you.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe last place is our lucky charm. Maybe last place is good. I think any place you put us, we're going to be just fine.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a little bit.
It is our game. Guys.
Okay. All right, then.
So, guys, I wish you much luck. I mean, not too much luck, but some. I appreciate you all giving up your Monday evening to join us for a bit. And, yeah. Rock dog.
Just glad to play. Just glad to play.
Matt, do you have predictions on... what place everybody will come in? Do you want me to read off what everybody has?
I don't know what Matt you're talking to.
You.
Okay. Yeah. I.
You have
definitely.
Beauty and the Beast, The Lost City of Z, XXX3, and Smurfs 3. Rocktown Podcast has John Wick 2, The Power Rangers, The Founder, and Ghost in the Shell. Mm-hmm. I actually predict that...
That seems pretty good.
Brian's fourth round pick will probably be the top points getter of the four.
Just trying to make some money.
The Passersby podcast has A Dog's Purpose, Logan, Boss Baby, and Fist Fight.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
And we have Lego, Batman, Fast and the Furious 8, King Kong, and the 50 Shades of Grey sequel.
How did we end up with those fucking four
in last place? I will say...
Now, we made fun of Matt from the Passersby podcast for taking A Dog's Purpose, but I think that Logan was arguably a first-round pick anyway. So,
yeah.
I mean, him getting that in the second round kind of makes up for it anyway.
And to be honest, I'm super interested in Dog's Purpose, and actually when I had seen it in the theater, I came back and talked to my wife.
Of course you're
like,
interested in a Dog's
Purpose. Well, no, quiet for a second. Let me talk about dead dogs, you asshole. I said something to my wife, and she said like two of her friends had shown her the trailer for that movie and showed my kids because they were super excited.
They all just keep showing you guys the trailer. Like, hey, we thought you guys might be interested in this dead dog movie. They're like... Lots of people keep showing it to you. I wonder why that is. I mean, you know how many people have showed me the trailer for the Dead Dog movie? Nobody.
Nobody likes you.
Let's watch Groundhog Day. Only involves a dog that never speaks, and it just keeps dying.
And it does speak. It's got the voice of Olaf from Frozen.
Oh.
Everybody
Josh
loves that
Gad,
guy.
Baby.
So Josh Gad is just going to repeatedly die.
Wait. So who drafted A Dog's Purpose?
Matt from the Passersby podcast.
Okay, so... my predictions, WFOD comes in with the win this season. I think myself and Brian Kranz, it's going to be close, and I'm going Passersby out.
Yeah.
See, we predicted Matt would be out last time, too. I think every session that he's been in, we've predicted him to go last.
I predicted that I would be out. I told you after my draft last season, I said, hey, Mike. Thanks for having us on again, but this will be it.
And I think it's because he actually just wants to stop playing. I think this will be it means, Mike, thanks for inviting me, but don't invite me again. And then you did.
I love the HFL. It's my favorite thing in the entire world.
Guys, I mean, Bert we did it. That was fun. But, I mean, the show's over now, right? Or do we have other things? Is there other things?
Do you want to go on about some dead dogs?
I think we covered the dead dogs.
Are you sure?
Of course, listen to the Rocktown podcast. Was it rocktownpodcast.com or something? I get it on Stitcher, Brian. I don't know.
Yeah. It's the Rocktown podcast. We don't have a website. We have Stitcher and Google Play.
Google iTunes, the Rocktown podcast and hit the play button on that. TheLotusCast.com, PassersbyPodcast.com. I think those are right. I download the show and put it on the stream, so I know those web addresses. Guys,
where can they find you on Twitter, gentlemen?
I mean, Brian, you have to pick Citizen Kranz.
at Mass Citizen the Lotus Friends, Cast? At the Lotus Cast.
Yeah, at the Lotus Cast.
At really busy Passersby Pod. Right? And tweet all of them and say hi. Just hi. That's it.
And then, or give them your prediction on where they will place in the HFL this season.
Send them
this
an at message and say, you're going to fucking lose. Why the fuck didn't you take Rock Dog? Guys, get one of those light bulbs. I'm telling you, it's useless technology, but you know, you should have it. You should treat yourself because you work hard.
Before the guys leave, I'd like to thank Matt for the free swag. I've already worn my t-shirt twice.
You wore your t-shirt around? You're a walking billboard for
me. Yeah, I kind of need to lose some pounds to actually fit it properly, but I still wear it.
Well, if there's ever been a better motivation.
Get yourself a light bulb.
But you know what? Free swag is free swag. I'll wear it. So,
Napier, do you have anything you want the people to know before we, leave?
Not off the top of my head.
That's good. That's good. Travis, do you have a pick of the week?
No. My pick of the week is 2017 and how happy it's going to be for everybody involved. And that means if you didn't die before now, happy year to you.
New America.
Is that a Madam Hall's prediction?
Call me now.
Either Matt, do you have a pick of the week?
When I found out yesterday.
Nope.
Okay.
I think my pick of the week is... I'm going to have to say Sing.
So you saw Sing, you liked Sing.
I'll back you up on that.
Good for the whole family.
Quality motion picture.
Which animal wins the American Idol competition?
They all do. It's about heart.
Mm-hmm.
What a fucking pussy ending. Nope.
And that kid that was in Kingsman Secret Service who plays the gorilla does an amazing job.
So Brian, Seth MacFarlane.
Pick of the week for Brian Krantz.
I think my pick of the week would have everybody go see John Wick 2 Founder Power Rangers Ghost of the Shell.
Guys, we'll do it again next week. We appreciate you downloading it and whatever it is you do. Thanks. It's going to be a good year, right? It's going to be
it'll be a year.
It'll be fine.
I'm excited.
Yay.
Well, that's my mama.
Jesus Christ, this is starting out terrible. First fucking show, Napier, of the year.
Starting at the bottom.
Over. Well, bye. guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 Central on StrangeLabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at WFODix.com. Call in. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODShow or Facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to WFODShow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one, and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all. You ungrateful fuckfaces.